A horrifying scene in southern Mexico. Dozens of bodies scattered on the side of the road after a truck, reportedly carrying more than 100 people in its cargo container, flipped on its side.
Fortunately, the reaction from all institutions, Red Cross, firefighters, civil protection, was really fast. We hope that the people taken to the Gomez Maza Hospital, to San Cristobal, and to other hospitals will be able to recover.
Emergency responders could be seen pulling bodies from the wreck. Authorities believe most, if not all, of the victims are migrants from Central America.
Some of them told us they were from Honduras, of all ages. Sadly, we already have some deaths.
Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, offered his sympathies and condolences to the families of the victims over Twitter. National immigration observers say accidents like these are not uncommon in southern Mexico. Experts say policy enforced by the Mexican government that prevents migrants from leaving southern Mexico is creating overcrowded conditions at migrant camps and forcing many to grow desperate.
Migrants are being prevented from moving indefinitely, some with 3 to 6 months with no work on the street. Migrants are truly having a difficult time under inhumane conditions.
Migrants have been known to cram into large trucks, where they face many risks, including kidnapping, extortion, and deadly accidents. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.